And as Becca just mentioned moments ago, Art Amiss is sponsoring an event tonight. And with me now in the studio is Beau Counts, who is the president, czar, et al. Of Art Amiss. Welcome back.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Becca mentioned that Art Amiss now has more events and each one more specified.
Yes, that's been kind of our mission statement for the past, I guess you could call this season, and we're going to move forward with this idea. We're running with the less is more concept. You know, we're going to kind of not necessarily oversaturate you at one time, but spread all of these things out over more of a season, like so we can really focus more on the art and really represent each artist on a more individual level instead of just this overwhelming, like, oh, there's 70 artists of all these different mediums being hit at once. We're going to do music this time, fashion this time, visuals this time. And I think by spreading it out, you're going to be getting a lot more art and having more things to do. And I think everybody will like it.
There's an event tonight.
There is an event tonight. There's events everywhere. Tonight is going to be our visual portion of you could say, Art Amiss 14, which music has already happened. It happened a while back when we did the CD release party at Smoke and Barrel. But this is the visuals. This is the hangable art, 2D, probably a little bit of 3D. And it's going to be at Scarpino's tonight, August 16th at 7 p.m. And it's $5 to get in, and there will be music, really interesting music this time around. We're having Lee Young and Chris Cooper, and they are a sitar and dumbbell player. They're a little duo, and trained by someone who was really impressive, that was straight out of the Middle East, that's here in kind of a refugee state, mm-hmm. status. And Lee Young has been trained by this guy, and he's apparently the bee's knees and sitar playing. So we're really excited about that. And of course, that $5 cover, all of the proceeds, I mean, not even proceeds, all of it goes directly back to supporting these artists that are really trying to get their feet off the ground.
And on the 25th, then, is fashion.
Yes, the Art Amiss 14 fashion arm. And it's going to be at Matt Miller Studio, which is up on the square next to Jam and Java. And we're really excited about that one because not only is it a big fashion event, but it's also going to be the debuting of Matt Miller's mural project. Mm. And Art Amiss, we wrote a grant for Matt Miller to do this mural project along with other local organizations. And he's going to be unveiling it at the show. So it's going to be really exciting to have that as a backdrop to our latest fashion event. So, and that one is August 25th at 6 p.m. and it's $10, except for this time, since it's a little bit more, you're going to get free food from Trailside Tea Room and as well as complimentary libations.
I see. Is this new approach part of the maturation of Art Amiss?
Yes. I think the last time I was up here, we kind of touched on this coming in the future, mm-hmm. and now it's here. And as we grow, we can't really be contained in just one event every quarter. It's just going to have to mature. And with that, things, like I said, events are going to get a little bit smaller and more focused. So we've been really kind of hoping that the community will kind of grow with us and say, okay, this may not be the same as what I'm used to, but look at the ways that it's much better instead of just the ways that it's different. And in fact, look at the ways that it's different too, because we're always about making people look at things differently and looking at art differently and looking at their community differently. And this is just a new way for us to do it.
Since Art Amiss has begun, Fayetteville Underground and mm-hmm. First Thursdays have mm-hmm. developed and other events have taken root. Has mm-hmm. has this been part of the Art Amiss conversation?
A little bit. And that was one of the reasons we decided to kind of start going in a new direction is, we've been around for 7 years mm-hmm. and one of the longest running art organizations in town when we started actually doing our homework. And that really surprised us. We're like, whoa, because it doesn't feel like we've been around for that long. But we got to thinking, well, there's so many people doing exactly what we started doing, which is awesome because it, as long as everybody feeds off of each other, we're building an art community. You can have plenty of chiefs because there's a lot of Indians here, and if all the chiefs work together, then man, we're gonna do something great. But we started to evaluate like where the need was, and the need was on more artist-centric events, because there's a First Thursday Bentonville, there's a First Thursday Fayetteville, there's these big
Rogers has a gallery walk, Eureka Springs
yep.
has,
and then as soon as Crystal Bridges comes, mm-hmm. Which I'm really excited that they've reached out to Artemis to do some of their events once they get off the ground, and that'll be really cool, and I'll have more information on that later, but we decided these big events are happening, let's do something else.
So you see, this is a rising tide.
Oh,
everyone's
yes.
coming up together.
Oh, yes.
Tonight, $5 mm-hmm. at Scarpino's. That's just off Dixon in Fayetteville.
Yep, just off Dixon.
25th at Mount Middle. And you mentioned coming up with a grant to help with the mural project. That's part of what Artemis does. I know helped people produce CDs and things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm. We sure do. I think with the last one we wrote was for the Memphis Pencils mm-hmm. to get their album off the ground. And now this one's for Matt Miller. And, we take applications for grants all year round. We can only award so many. But when we do, we're just really, really happy to be able to support local artists in doing something that they love and hoping that, you know, they can eventually become established artists. And in the case of Matt Miller, you know, he is a relatively new established artist, but he's also doing something that's specifically for the community, and it's something that'll be around, and we were just so happy to be involved with it.
Artemis.org?
That's right, and we're actually doing a website redesign, which is really exciting because that other website's been around since, you know, early 2000s and pre-social media, pre all that fun stuff. But it's going to probably be launching early next month. So look out for that. And, of course, we're on Facebook. That's where a lot of the newest information is right now while our website's being redesigned.
Bo, thank you very much.
Thank you much for having me.